when going back to the evolution, you can actually, for lack of a better term, tell what mindset y'all in. Because if you go back, see, y'all put songs on the internet. Don't die. Internet don't forget nothing.
And
like,
that's good.
Like,
it's good to be reminded.
I wanted to talk about this one because I listened to this before I came. I listened to Rejected twice before I came. Who is she? Who that was about a person?
Let me tell you,
you ain't got to name names. Just give me a yes or no. That was about a person.
This is what I'm gonna tell you,
Sam. That's great.
Rejected is our story.
Yeah.
When I say our story, it's not just Hot Sauce story.
Oh.
It's my story. Man, it's your story.
Yeah.
Because it's your
Shaniqua
story.
Johnson, third grade. I knew exactly what it was,
man. That box. Check yes. Check no.
Oh
yes.
Check
no. Check no.
When I listened to that, I was just kind of like, "Hey, man, that's right. That is right."
But, and then that means mission accomplished, because that's the type of thing that we want. We want to write about stuff that people can identify with. And
I identify. Like, I knew exactly who she was. I know where she stayed. Shaniqua Johnson. I was like, yep. You know, you ever do that thing on Facebook? You're like, I wonder how she turned out. You know, like, I listened to that and I had to physically stop myself from doing
that's
that.
That's it.
And it's what people do. And it's about life. And people live life, and we all have similar stories.
Yeah.
So that's what Rejected was about.
Right.
And, like, how you listen to it, there is an evolution. Because I'm listening to a song like that, like, yeah, I've been there, I did that. And I was like, I know that's about somebody. I know that. And then, like, I'm just, because you go back, I listen to that, then I start listening to the newer stuff on the Mix album. Now I'm like, oh, okay. Like, you listen to the first song, you listen to Superstar. Oh, okay, they feeling themselves. No. Okay, yeah, some good stuff that happened in between the times.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, y'all feeling good about that.
Definitely.
Like, Superstar. Now, here go the thing about Superstar that threw me off. I listened to your interview, after, like, the little snippet after Superstar, and I'm kind of like, why? Like, you like, I feel like a superstar, but sometimes when I get off stage. No, speak your mind.
Right.
You want to talk about that?
No, That was you.
I'm sorry. I thought that was real.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that was
no,
that
you
real.
Know what I was saying about the song is that every time we play it, I feel like a superstar.
I got
you. And the joke was on there was that, you know, when I was saying this, everybody looked at me like, "Well, man, you should always feel like a superstar."
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I feel good about my life.
Yeah.
But the point is, it's just matter. That you know, when you work hard and when you're passionate about something, I mean, we don't always see like the outward benefits of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, so when we cut in the studio and we doing stuff and it's like, and we got to get up and go to work the next day, we got to get up and take care of these responsibilities.
I assure
and
you.
And still live life and do stuff. It's like, sometimes it just feels really nice to disconnect and feel like a superstar.
Right.
Like, who doesn't have a care in the world? Although we know that that's not reality.
Yeah.
This is how I feel about it. And it goes back to what I said earlier, it's not just my story. I think it's
everybody's.
I think when you're getting dressed and you're getting ready to go somewhere and you're going out, and you step in front of that mirror after everything is right,
selfies.
You go.
Yeah. I live and breathe that myself. I mean, this goes up. I'm on iTunes. I get the thumbs up on Facebook.
Right.
I go, I am the man on social media.
Exactly.
Sunday morning. And then I still got to take out the trash. I mean, like, that's not fair. It's just like,
on,
you know, it's just kind of like, yeah, all right, you killing it. All right, now go on.
It's that, it's that Michael Jackson moment where the wind is blowing on the stage and the hair is back and he's breathing real hard.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, pack up. Pack up all the stuff.
I think that's one of those songs also.
Yeah.
You talk about the elements of life and encouragement. That's one of those songs that encourage and uplift.
Mm-hmm.
If you really think about it,
yeah,
I'm a superstar. You know, somebody's listening to that and they can say, I'm a
that's
superstar.
That's real. That's real.
That, you know, it just goes in that vein.
I mean, let's be real with it. Jay-Z had to change a diaper. I mean, that's real. That's real.
$500 million.
I mean, you know, I'm pretty sure. Beyonce, he's married to Beyonce. I'm pretty sure at the end of the day, much like most women, they break out that oily rag. They wrap their hair up right before they go to bed.
Sam, I don't know if I can go there with you.
Look, it's okay. You don't go to bed. Don't go with me. Keep a happy home. Look, I'm just saying, don't act like you ain't ever seen it.
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
The rag that has like three types of grease on it.
And it's
shiny because of. Like, I'm looking at Nita, she's like, I got two of those.
Nita, like, hey.
I was just, I mean, that exists. That's Beyonce. She sold out the Garden.
Yeah,
and she don't wrap that boy up when it's time to go to bed.
And she's human being at the end of the day, too.
She got
just
a picture
like
one, like, hair just wrapped up.
Yeah, that's the good one. See, that's the good one.
That was a do-rag.
That's the do-rag. I'm talking about the one with the rat tail holes in it because you tried to scratch it without it. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, don't act like, look.
I said the shredded ends, I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I know exactly. I've been there.